two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, May 12th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies, and it's a bit chilly today, 54 degrees.
An easy ride on the Valley Freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Students at three Salt Lake City high schools walked out of class today. Most were in support of abortion rights. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Hands off our bodies!
An estimated couple hundred kids walked out at East High School, but students at West and Highland also left class, protesting the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade. At East, speakers with a megaphone making the point that a woman should have the right to choose and that overturning Roe will just take away access to safe abortions. But a small group of boos cutting through the crowd from about a dozen mostly young men opposed to abortions.
It's like babies, like they just need to experience life, you know? And if you don't get to experience life, it's tragic. It's tragic.
The whole walkout lasted about 20 minutes before most students filed back to class. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. Supreme Court justices are meeting for the first time since that unexpected leak of a draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade.
The nine Supreme Court justices meeting behind closed doors for the first time since the leaked draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade. They're discussing outstanding cases, but also are likely addressing the fallout of the court's breach of confidentiality. At the time of the leak, Chief Justice John Roberts had ordered an immediate internal investigation. MWN, ABC News.
Priced out. Inflation.
Wholesale inflation is up again for the fifth straight month, making things tough for local businesses. Melissa Maston is the general manager at Left Fork Grill in South Salt Lake, and she says it's not just impacting their prices, but how much their servers make each day.
Our prices are going up and our tips are going down because people are like, I'm paying so much more for what they're getting, but then they don't want to tip us, you know, that certain percentage. So we're struggling just because of the prices going up.
Maston tells KSL's David Dujanovic that the restaurant has also had to print new menus every few months just to keep up with rising wholesale costs. Utah remains one of 13 states to tax groceries, and one national economist says that's a good thing for lower-income families. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The sales tax on groceries is a heated debate. The vice president with the Tax Foundation in Washington, D.C., Jared Walczak, says that tax actually helped the lowest-income households. He points to a new study which finds families which have grocery tax exemption pay 9% more in sales tax on all other products. Walczak says the lower income families are better served by lowering sales taxes across the board, but keeping the tax on groceries. However, Utah funds everything except education with its sales tax revenues. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The baby formula shortage continues as parents search store shelves. Dr. Darren Bosworth tells KSL TV's Morgan Wolf about the dangers of using alternatives to certified formulas.
We know that there are dangers to using a formula, whether it be homemade or from another country, that hasn't been certified for use in our country.
Dr. Bosworth suggests speaking with your pediatrician for help in finding formula. Abbott Laboratories, that makes a large portion of the country's baby formula, says it should have its Michigan manufacturing plant back up and running within 2 weeks. The factory was closed after concerns of bacterial contamination. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration needs to do more to fight the baby formula shortage impacting parents across the U.S. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says officials are doing what they can. But on the Senate floor today, McConnell says federal regulators knew about the supply issues.
It seems that while President Biden's administration and the FDA knew all about this problem as it developed, they have been asleep at the switch in terms of getting production back online as fast as possible.
In other news, Carvana is in legal trouble after some customers say they didn't receive registration information for the cars that they purchased. Carvana is an online used car retailer that claims to take out the guesswork around buying a car. Attorney Robert Cocco says that some people have had to wait as long as 2 years for their registrations, while the law stipulates that a registration for a car has to be in place 30 to 45 days after purchase.
We filed two class actions against Carvana for their failure to deliver permanent registration to the vehicles to the consumers who purchased them.
Carvana has announced this week that it plans to lay off 2,500 employees. Casinos raking in the cash, with March ranking as the best month in history.
Collectively, the nation's casinos took in $5.3 billion. Not last year, not last quarter, but in March, the best month in their history. That doesn't even include tribal casinos, which will report their own income in the next few months and are expected to have seen their own records broken. Along with the rise in casino business has come a rise in the number of calls to problem gambling hotlines, although much of that increase is blamed on sports betting and online casinos. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, you might see some more fake grass in some areas of the valley, and a look at your noontime drive.
It's a crash-free drive on the Salt Lake County freeways and the final cleanup of an accident on 2100 South at 10th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
This is the time of year when so many great things are unfolding and happening. Maybe you've got a graduate. Maybe Father's Day is now just around the corner. Make sure you provide the gift of great entertainment from Hale Center Theater. Everybody loves Hale Center Theater, and whether it's tickets for The Light in the Piazza, enjoying the School of Rock, which is so much fun, coming up, it's Silent Sky, The Unsinkable Molly Brown, Lucky Stiff, The Little Mermaid. There are so many things in the offing. Make sure you have your tickets locked down right now, and pretty soon they're going to announce the next season of amazing presentations at Hale Center Theater. We loved, by the way, the School of Rock. I am so looking forward to The Light in the Piazza, which Dee and I are going to see very, very soon now. Hale Center Theater, and all you have to do is go to hct.org or call 984-9000 or stop by the box office.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done, with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now, water heaters are on sale at Any Hour Services. Schedule a free estimate today to see how much you'll save. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, students at three Salt Lake City high schools walked out of class today. Most of them were in support of abortion rights. KSL News Time, 1208.
The Utah drought.
You might see some more fake grass around West Valley now that the city council legalized artificial turf. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has details.
West Valley didn't have anything prohibiting fake grass, but the city council unanimously voted to add a section to city code that explicitly allows it and set standards. City staff say they wanted this because more people are interested in using artificial turf amidst the drought, but it isn't always installed correctly or taken care of. The recently passed ordinance clarifies that turf has to be green and weigh a certain amount.
The new ordinance also says artificial turf counts as live plant material. There are some parts of the city where live plants are required for landscaping. Firefighters in Orange County, California have made progress on a 200-acre wildfire that burned into a neighborhood and destroyed at least 20 large homes last night.
While firefighters won't yet call it contained or controlled, for the layman, the fire is pretty much out. There is no active flame anymore. When the winds died down on Wednesday night, so did the flames. The homes that burned do still have smoke coming up from them, but now the work is underway with firefighters on 24-hour shifts to make sure the fire cannot flare up and take off again if the winds do get going again.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting from Southern California. Provo Fire and Rescue is sending crews to fight New Mexico fires. Now, the department says members of the wildland team are heading out to lend a hand. You might notice some improvements at Zion National Park soon.
The Kolob Canyon's Visitor Center is about to get upgraded restrooms. The National Park Service says these new facilities will lower water use while doubling capacity and becoming more accessible for people using wheelchairs. The project should be finished up this fall, and the visitor center will have portable restrooms in the time being. The park says it's all a result of those park fees hard at work.
KSL News Radio's Kate Davis reporting. Time now to get you up to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Looks like Salt Lake City PD has been able to wrap up that earlier crash at 2100 South and 10th East. As far as Valley Freeway traffic goes, all clear. No accidents, no delays. You're looking good. If you're going to be traveling higher elevations like Big or Little Cottonwood Canyon, you still may see a wet road surface from this morning's spring storm. The snow has been cleared from the roadway, though, but all other traffic rolling along on the freeways and main secondaries. Whipple Service Champions celebrating 75 years serving the Wasatch Front. Have any toilets that flush by themselves? Call Whipple for a $37.50 drain cleaning. Visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And where did that snow come from? Let's see if there's more to come. Let's check the forecast. Here's Matt Johnson.
Cooler air has now settled into the state. We'll keep temperatures in the low 60s with partly cloudy skies. For tonight, it's mid-40s. And into tomorrow, high pressure begins to move in, pushing temperatures into the low 70s with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And mostly cloudy, 55 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Have your kids recently moved out of the house and maybe you're thinking it's time to downsize? If you started to think about selling your house, then you owe it to yourself to check out opendoor.com. That's because Open Door has really revolutionized the real estate industry. They've made selling your home as easy as it possibly can be. Now see for yourself. Go to opendoor.com/Utah, just like I did. I was amazed at just how quick the process can be. I just entered my address, I answered a few questions about the condition of my home, and they made me an offer in minutes. It's so quick. You can do it in just a few minutes during your lunch hour. Hundreds of thousands of people have already requested their offer. Open Door has simplified the process by getting all the information from you online, then taking a look at recent sales in your neighborhood to come up with a very competitive offer. And this is a real offer. You'll know how much you're going to get, and you can close when you're ready. Plus, when you sell directly to Open Door, you don't have to make repairs, do prep work, or schedule showings. Open Door offers you a competitive, hassle-free sale that allows you to skip the listing and staging of your home. Get a competitive all-cash offer on your house at opendoor.com/Utah. That is opendoor.com/Utah. Offer eligibility varies. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage, Inc., license 02061130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage, LLC in its other markets.
Hi, I'm Kayleen McCabe, and as a TV host, a carpenter, and a business owner, I have a very unique resume. But if I could go back to when I was a student, I would add one more bullet point, membership in SkillsUSA. Millions of highly skilled, high-paying jobs are going unfilled in America right now because employers can't find enough skilled workers. That's the skills gap, and it's threatening our economy. SkillsUSA is filling that gap with graduates who were job-ready day one. It serves more than 300,000 students in career and technical education programs nationwide, from 3D animation to welding and everything in between. They're equipped not just with technical skills, but personal and workplace skills like teamwork, problem solving, public speaking, lifelong leadership skills for work and personal success. I didn't join Skills USA because I didn't know about it. I support Skills USA because now I do. Get to know about it yourself at skillsusa.org. Skills USA, champions at work.
With a home equity line of credit, also known as a HELOC, from Security Service Federal Credit Union, you can borrow money from the equity in your home anytime you need it. Whether you're making home improvements...
Thanks for your help, kiddo. These new floors look great.
Anytime, Dad.
Handling unexpected bills...
The shop fixed your engine. She's as good as new.
Thanks, Dad.
Or simply budgeting for other expenses.
I got you a new laptop to help you study for your classes next semester. Check it out.
What? You're the best.
A security service HELOC covers up to $5,000 in closing costs. And we have amazing low rates. Security Service Mortgage. A home loan that feels like home. Apply online at ssfcu.org/myhomeloan. Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. $5,000 closing cost offer does not contain certain fees. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Wholesale inflation is up by double digits for the fifth straight month, and one local business says that's forcing them to keep raising prices and printing updated menus just to keep up. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, students at three Salt Lake City high schools walked out of class today, some in support of abortion rights, with a few students against abortion rights. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
It's pretty quiet out on the Valley Roadway. Whether you're on the freeways or main secondaries, no accidents or serious delays reported. You could see some slowdowns likely due to construction northbound on Highway 40 as you're passing Jordanelle State Park. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
After some good morning rain, we'll stay in the low 60s. I'm Matt Johnson.
55 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Marking a million COVID deaths in the U.S. before hosting a summit on the pandemic in Washington, President Biden.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable, irreplaceable losses. Each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
1 million lives is a staggering number. To put that into perspective, that is equivalent to the entire population of San Jose, California, the 10th largest city in the U.S. Imagine an entire large American city wiped out. COVID was a third leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2021, behind heart disease and cancer, according to new CDC data. The number of Americans lost to COVID dwarfs the number of deaths from the flu.
ABC's Alex Stone. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has now subpoenaed House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and four other Republican members of Congress, McCarthy, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Mo Brooks of Alabama, and Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, had previously rejected the committee's voluntary request for cooperation. The panel wants closed-door testimony about their conversations with President Trump and other info. Ground-fighting update from ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Ukraine.
Overnight, the city or the region of Chernihiv up in the northeast of the country near the border with Belarus and Russia, schools were hit in that region overnight. So the war and the fighting in the Donbass, the east of the country, rages right now. Russia claiming that they're making gains, the Pentagon saying those gains are only incremental and that Russia's offensive in the east of the country, east of Ukraine, is really stalling for now.
The Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike will not run in the Preakness. That is breaking news. The owner says wants to rest the colt some more. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. South Salt Lake is seeing a huge influx of apartment buildings getting built, but there's still a lack of affordable housing. Paul Smith with the Apartment Association says new developments tend to cater to the top end of the market while charging higher rents.
What should happen, and what does happen to a certain extent, is that the other housing stock, or the existing housing stock, the single-family rentals, the duplexes, the fourplexes, the smaller apartment buildings, the hope is that as we build more units, that those different types of units do become more affordable and not at these high new prices.
Smith says Utah currently has a mix of different affordable housing systems right now.
The first type of housing subsidy people know about, Section 8 vouchers, where the government pays for about 11,000 people to rent an apartment wherever they choose. There's additional subsidies. There's what's called the tax credit, low-income tax credit program. And in those types of buildings, they do build a brand-new building, and they commit to, in order to receive some tax breaks, to renting at lower rents and only renting to people who make, say, 70% or less of the area's average median income. So there is a lot of that type of new construction out there, but most people will find affordable housing in duplexes and single-family rentals. If we're looking in our market for cheaper stuff, it's not going to be in new construction.
Smith joined KSL's Dave and Dujanovic today. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time 12:19. And let's get you up to date with the drive. What's happening, Ricky?
It's quiet. No accidents, no delays. You're looking at a good commute on the freeways, including I-15 both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Now, we do have some road work causing a reduced speed. This is both directions of 146 South in Bluffdale between I-15 and about 1300 West. Your home has been your sanctuary. This spring, brighten your landscape with bedding plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Find Olson's flowers at Home Depot, Costco, and Walmart to brighten your world this spring. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. It's sponsored by Performance Automotive Bountiful. See if this cooler weather is going to last. Here's Matt Johnson.
Hey, believe it or not, today will be the coolest of the next seven. We'll go partly cloudy with highs right around 63. We keep the clouds around for tomorrow, but a high in the low 70s. For your Saturday, this is when high pressure begins to really move in. We'll go partly cloudy with highs at 77. And then Sunday, right around 85. Monday, the warmest at 86. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, cool 55 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets, and they continue their sell-off. The Dow, it's just above the 31,000 mark at 31,400. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Thanks for calling. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey, neighbor. Sportsman's Warehouse calling. Our store is open, and we're ready for you to swing on by for a visit. We're right down the road at 6516 North Gateway Drive in Stansbury Park, and we have everything you need for your next outdoor adventure, including huge selections in fishing, camping, and hunting gear for everyone in the family. Gear up for unforgettable at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Listen up, y'all. This is the best dadgum sharp-shooting cowgirl in the West. And I'm here talking about target practice, breeding ground for wildfires. Here's how to keep them from spreading. Clear your backdrop of dry grass and rock, and always have water on hand to snuff out pesky sparks. Back where I'm from, them Jones boys kept having shootouts in the dry, grassy field outside of town. They're the reason it's a ghost town. Done been burnt to a crisp. Shoot targets away from dry grass and rock. Use your fire sense.
Hi, Doug Wright, and there's nothing like having a clean and tidy home, something you're comfortable with, and if visitors come over, you can invite them in without any hesitation. Good place to start is with your carpets. And the people at Zero Res, boy, do they have carpets down pat. But also, tile and grout and the air ducts, they can take care of it all. And listen to this great deal that Zero Res has for you all through this month. $33 per room, and the fourth room is clean for free with the promo code 4RMFREE. But let's talk about your air ducts, too. That's an important part of keeping your home clean and healthy as well. 20% off the air duct cleaning, and you use the promo code on that one, CleanAir20. Now, again, this offer from my friends at Zero Res goes all the way through the month of May. So give them a call or go online, ZeroResDavisWeber.com and ZeroResSaltLake.com.
Trade in your sewing machine, any model and any brand, and get 25% off a new machine.
Yes, up to 25% off on any Bernina priced $999 and up.
Save $2,000, $4,500, and even $6,500 on the top-of-the-line Bernina 770 QE, 790, or 880 Plus models if you trade in specific Bernina machines. And free gifts are included.
It's time to get a better machine, a new Bernina.
Trade-in discounts are available on a new Smart Drive Technology embroidery module. Also, you can get 25% off a Bernina Stitch Regulator.
To make it even better, Dave's Bernina is offering 0% interest for 60 months during this event, and all machines are discounted. Amazing bargains on previously owned machines while they last that come with warranties. Hurry in to Dave's Bernina, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo.
At Dave's Bernina.
Dave'sBernina.com.
KSL News Time 1224. New York State is temporarily suspending Mega Millions prize payouts because of a major mistake during Tuesday night's drawing.
It looked like any other Mega Millions drawing Tuesday night, with an estimated $86 million jackpot at stake. Five winning numbers were drawn normally.
Now for the gold Mega Ball, that is six.
Except for one problem. The Mega Ball was not six. That number, nine. The number on the ball has an underline to avoid that kind of confusion. But not only did the announcer repeat the error,
and the gold Mega Ball is six,
the six was displayed on TV screens.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. Watching Utah's money, more and more grown-ups are taking to riding full-sized tricycles. Mega fans tout the stability of the ride and say it takes pressure off riders' backs, shoulders, and knees. The tricycles can even haul hundreds of pounds of cargo. Disney Plus is seeing a huge jump in subscribers. The streaming service had nearly 8 million new subscribers in their second quarter. This blew past analysts' expectations of just over 5 million new subscribers during that period. KSL Drive's Tesla is recalling 13,000 cars because the computer has been overheating. It can cause the car's touchscreen to lag or go blank. Carmaker says a software patch is coming soon. Recently made models S, Y, 3, and X are all impacted. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by more than 500 points, nearly, it's about 1.5% right now. It sits at 31,320. S&P 500 down by 62 points. The NASDAQ also down by more than 1.5%, down 182 points. Scientists have captured the first image of the black hole in the center of our Milky Way galaxy. It is the second ever black hole to be imaged. Here's an astronomy professor from the University of Arizona to describe that image.
At its heart, towards the constellation Sagittarius, is Sagittarius A star, the supermassive black hole suspected to reside there. A source that has been a focus of intense astronomical studies for decades.
Scientists from around the world made the joint announcement and said a special telescope known as the Event Horizon captured the image. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Sometimes you need to know.
We can confirm a couple of different things now. It was, in fact, a pipe bomb.
When the danger is too close to ignore.
The pipe bomb was detonated on scene at 21st South and State Street.
That's when reliable, trusted information is key.
All the vehicles had been moved and they figured it was a safer spot. The robot carried it to the location where it was detonated.
When you need important updates, rely on KSL News Radio on your smart speakers and in your car at 102.7 FM.
With market volatility at an extreme high, this is the perfect time to get serious about your financial future. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Now, I'm not talking just buying a stock and crossing your fingers. I'm talking about getting serious about your financial future, working with a financial fiduciary who will teach and educate you on your options, an advisor who has the heart of a teacher and has many investment options available. You may already be working with a fiduciary, and that's okay. We'll provide an honest second set of eyes. The Trajan Wealth team consists of 10 tenured professionals who will always have your best interest in mind. While other advisors sell, our advisors educate. While other advisors complicate, our advisors simplify. This is why the majority of our clients come from other financial advisors. If you're ready for a change, we're ready for you. With two convenient locations to serve you better, call 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
now?
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check any trouble spots with Ricky Meese.
All quiet along the Wasatch Front. Whether you're on the freeways or the main secondaries, I have started to see a little bit of traffic building on State Street. And this is northbound from about 7800 South up towards Fashion Place Mall and into 53rd South. Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package, one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, and one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And what a change in the forecast for this morning. Let's see if we have more showers ahead. Here's Matt Johnson.
We'll keep it on the cooler side today with partly cloudy skies and highs right around 63. Overnight lows into the low to mid-40s. And by tomorrow, we are inching towards 70. Expect partly cloudy skies and a light breeze. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's partly cloudy, 55 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this half hour. The man accused of hitting and killing 2 3-year-olds in Eagle Mountain is charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. The Utah County Attorney announced the charges today.
Police say 25-year-old Kent Barlow crashed his car into a horse corral and killed 2 3-year-olds who were playing there. Police also accused Barlow of driving under the influence, but Utah County Attorney David Levitt says he's only charging Barlow with manslaughter to avoid a plea bargain.
We try the case that's the most serious, that will encapsulate every other charge, and we don't engage in a kind of plea bargaining that would result in those charges being dismissed anyway.
Levitt says Barlow could get up to 30 years in prison for 2 counts of manslaughter. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake police have released the name of someone on a motorcycle who was killed after crashing into an SUV downtown in Salt Lake at 4th South and West Temple. Investigators think the man, 36-year-old Jose Vega, was trying to beat a yellow light when he hit the SUV turning left in the intersection yesterday. He died on the scene. Police say the driver of the SUV stayed on the scene and is cooperating with police.
Priced out. Inflation.
Wholesale inflation is on the rise. New numbers out today show an 11% increase in the producer price index from a year ago. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports on how this is impacting one local business.
Melissa Maston, the general manager at Left Fork Grill in South Salt Lake, says it's difficult to keep up with prices on their menus.
We have to raise our prices every 2 to 3 months.
Maston tells KSL's Dave Nujanovic that they are also having just issues getting the food they need on a regular basis.
They're limiting how many eggs you can buy now. So instead of going in and being like, hey, I want 5 cases of eggs, they're like, no, you only can have 2. So we're having to run back and forth, back and forth.
Maston says she's still optimistic, though, about the future because they have such great customers. As for what is ahead, the 11% increase in wholesale inflation last month is a slight slowdown from the 11.5% from the month before. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The Biden administration announcing that they are canceling a high-profile oil and gas lease deal. The move stops potential drilling in more than 1 million acres in Alaska, happening as many lawmakers are calling for the administration to boost oil production in the U.S. KSL's top national stories. One of the the country's biggest airline says it's getting ready for its busiest summer since the pandemic started.
Over the Memorial Day travel period, United Airlines says it expects over 2.6 million customers to board its planes, a 50% increase from 2021. Over 4th of July, United expects 5.3 million. Both Memorial Day and 4th of July, United says, will be just shy of 2019 numbers. United says it is gearing up for its busiest summer since the pandemic, now adding flights that it's seeing unprecedented demand for leisure travel and a rapid acceleration in demand for business travel and long-haul international routes. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Salt Lake's stiffest competition in hosting the Olympics, Sapporo, Japan, is concerned about the high cost of hosting the Games. The Deseret News reports that they would need to build an entirely new venue, and it would cost the city about $2.6 billion. That is more than Salt Lake's estimated cost of $2.2 billion because facilities from 2002 are still in use. The IOC has yet to decide who will host in 2030. Governor Spencer Cox has authorized the lowering of the U.S. flag and the state flag in line with President Biden's proclamation. The proclamation honors the 1 million people who have lost their lives to the coronavirus. Flags will stay at half staff through the weekend. Governor Cox also just announcing that he has tested positive for COVID. The governor says he plans to isolate for 5 days and to wear a mask for 10 days and is fully vaccinated and boosted. The Judd family speaks out for the first time about the mental health struggles that singer Naomi Judd battled. Judd passed away nearly 2 weeks ago. Her daughter Ashley says she took her own life with a firearm. Ashley tells Diane Sawyer in an exclusive interview that her mother had an immense capacity to love, but the disease proved to be a powerful force in her life.
Mom was a brilliant conversationalist. She was a star. She was an underrated songwriter. And she was someone who suffered from mental illness, you know, and had a lot of trouble getting off the sofa.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline can help. Call 1-800-273-8255. Coming up on KSL, the Supreme Court getting ready to meet again. Boyd Matheson joins me in studio, and we'll have a look at your noontime drive.
Still enjoying a crash-free and delay-free commute on all the Valley freeways. A nice drive on the main secondaries as well. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Your morning companions, David Dujanovic.
40 million workers left their jobs last year. 436,000 right here in Utah.
Many people value flexibility over pay.
They're expanded from 9 till noon. Just ask Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Being a giant in our city means giving exceptional and distinguished service, as well as extraordinary professional achievement. That's why at the Salt Lake Chamber, they find those who are giants in the area, then decide who's the most worthy of being honored with the most prestigious business award in Utah, the Giant in Our City Award. This year, another giant will be recognized for making their own giant impact, Ray Pickup. Join the Salt Lake Chamber and honor Ray Pickup with WCF Insurance on May 19th at the Grand America Hotel. Whether donating time to the local food bank or raising funds for a grant program, Ray and WCF Insurance are among the first to lend a helping hand. This unconditional giving is at the heart of Ray's very nature, recognized by everyone who knows him. For more information, visit slchamber.com and join together to celebrate Ray's accomplishments and dedication to the community. That's slchamber.com.
The temperature's warmer, and here at Alpine Home Medical, we couldn't be happier to serve you as we mark our 25th anniversary this spring. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent, and I want to thank you for being the best customers over the last 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you. If you've shopped with us before, thank you. If not, we want to make sure that we're your one-stop shop for all your home medical needs. You'll find the most selection and best quality products. Check out our power scooters for better freedom to help you move around and get you where you need to go easier. With compression socks, CPAP supplies, and incontinence products, our resupply team ships discreetly to your home, where you need it, when you need it. You get it all in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Alpine Home Medical has 10 locations across Utah and southern Idaho to serve you. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
KSL News Time, 12:38. The Supreme Court meeting for the first time since a draft opinion was leaked from inside the court. Joining me live in studio is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. And I'm assuming they are going to address what happened with this leaked document.
Yeah, if ever there was a day to be a fly on the wall in the chambers of the Supreme Court, I think this would most definitely be it. I'm sure there will be some words from the Chief Justice as he is in the middle of having the marshal there at the Supreme Court do an investigation. Remember, the list of suspects is very short. You have the nine justices themselves. Mm-hmm. They each have four clerks who would have had access to that draft. And so you're not looking at a big number in terms of people who may have touched that or been able to take it out of the building. So I'm sure that Chief Justice Roberts will address that very specifically. I've talked to a number of people who have been in and out of the Supreme Court building over the last week. And the word that has been used most to describe the feeling of some of the justices mm-hmm. individually and kind of the feeling within the court is grim. There is a discouragement, a frustration, a sadness at this breach of trust, which is really the coin of the realm when it comes to the Supreme Court.
Do you think we're actually going to find out who did this?
I think we will. The question then will be, what does the Chief Justice do with that? Do you turn that person into a martyr slash hero for those on one side, or someone as a target for those on the other side? And so that will be a very interesting question to see what the Chief Justice does in terms of how public that becomes, what that looks like, what the penalty really is in terms of that action, and how that actually plays out.
And all of this taking away from what the Supreme Court is actually supposed to be doing, their important work.
Yeah, that's right. And we have to remember, too, that this case, while significantly important and should be sparking all kinds of important conversations around the country, there are other really significant issues on the court's docket right now that they only have 5 weeks to finish up. You have a case on affirmative action. You have a religious liberty case. You have some Second Amendment rights cases as well. So the docket is full. They can't coast along. They can't wait. And so, again, take something like affirmative action or religious liberty. Suddenly, what are the dynamics inside of the chamber if those nine justices are saying, well, maybe I shouldn't share what I really feel, or maybe I need to be more guarded, or maybe I'm not going to really listen closely to what one of my colleagues is saying. But that, again, that's why the trust is the currency of the court. It's so important. And it will be very interesting to see the ramifications and how those conversations, because lacking trust, we never get to the best result when it comes to anything. If we can't have that open dialogue, if we can't ask good questions, when you take trust out of the equation, you actually can't influence and persuade because everybody just hunkers down. So it's going to be very interesting to watch the court in the coming weeks.
Which is why you think they have to find out who did it.
They do. Yeah, yeah. Beginning to restore that trust, I think, has to be priority 1, 2, and 3 for the Chief Justice.
All right. Thanks, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
And much more coming up with Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date now on the drive. Ricky Meese, any problems?
It's quiet, and it's not often we have a noontime drive this quiet. Even traffic volume is light on the freeways, so we don't see any accidents and really no delay. You have the potential for delay on Highway 40 again today, and it could be either north or southbound as you're approaching or passing Jordanelle Reservoir. But I just say enjoy it while you can. UDOT Construction Alert, plan ahead for traffic delays on Highway 40 near Jordanelle Reservoir starting Monday. The highway will be down to one lane in both directions for 10 days for bridge and pavement maintenance. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the off and on when it comes to water for this spring is happening again. Let's see if we're done with the showers now. Here's Matt Johnson.
It's a beautiful spring day with freshly snow-capped mountains, valley temps in the low 60s, with partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, and by tomorrow, it's partly cloudy again with temps right around 70. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A bit of sunshine, but only 55 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's New News, a new study on the connection between big trees and snowpack. We'll go in-depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you have large amounts of debt each month, now is the time to lower your monthly payments by hundreds or thousands of dollars. Home values are the highest they've been in history, and that equity in your home is actually yours. Your home is your personal bank. So stop living in pain with large amounts of debt. Do a cash-out refinance on your home now and lower your monthly payments. Eliminate credit card debt, car loans, medical bills, collections, judgments, school loans, and more. You may seriously save over $1,000 per month by refinancing. You can even get some cash back, too, if needed for other projects. Call Loans by Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Rick closed nearly 200 loans in 2021 and is still closing loans in 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close over 90% of the time. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Rick Kirschbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Okay, people, there's just 2 weeks left of Law & Order Thursday.
And that's one for each dun-dun.
First on Law & Order, a story ripped from the headlines.
The team takes on a drug company pushing deadly opioids.
Oof. Then on SVU, Aiden Quinn is back.
Can he set things right with Benson?
And on Organized Crime, Stabler is undercover, and someone put a hit on him.
Hey, Stabler, look out!
Law & Order Thursday.
Just 2 weeks left.
Tonight on NBC.
Done to the done.
Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
Are Utah's lawmakers skirting government transparency? Tonight at 10, KSL investigates.
People were using personal devices for government business and not providing access to those records.
Why are your lawmakers using private email and texts for government business? I surveyed Utah legislators to get answers.
We're doing the people's business, and the people have a right to know what we're doing and why we're doing it.
KSL's Daniela Rivera investigates government emails tracking transparency. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Gas prices are so high. Just today, we hit a record high across the nation.
It jumped nearly 20 cents in Utah just yesterday.
The prices just keep climbing. Utah has neared a new record high for gasoline prices.
I'm Congressman John Curtis, and over the last few months, I've driven thousands of miles across this district. And like most Utahns lately, I'm shocked at the prices at the gas pump. With skyrocketing inflation impacting us all at the grocery store and family budgets getting squeezed by record gas prices, we don't have time to wait to take action. These issues not only impact our families and wallets, but also jeopardize our national security. It's time to stop the hypocrisy of buying dirty fuels from Russia while shutting down our domestic energy producers who hold the key to energy independence and emissions reductions. I'm Congressman John Curtis, candidate for Congress. And I approve this message, paid for by Curtis for Congress.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Students at three Salt Lake City High Schools walked out of class today. The kids from East, West, and Highland who left class were mostly in support of abortion rights. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, the man accused of hitting and killing 2 3-year-olds in Eagle Mountain is being charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. County attorney announced the charges today. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Well, it's certainly not I-15. That is where we've had a really nice drive both directions, running at normal KSL travel times, north and southbound in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low 60s today, turn to 70s tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
A bit of sunshine, 55 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
As the nation marks 1 million COVID deaths in the U.S., a pause to remember that the virus has claimed lives of all kinds of people, all ages. Pamela Addison's, founder of the Young Widows and Widowers of COVID-19 Facebook group, more than 600 members offering comfort and community to each other. Addison lost her otherwise healthy 44-year-old husband to COVID in the early days of the pandemic, leaving her as a single mom to 2 children. She says the hardest thing she had to do was tell her 2-year-old daughter that her dad had died.
Every night, I would tell her that he was with the doctors who were trying to make him better. I remember the moment still when I told her that Papa didn't get better and he wasn't going to come home.
Addison says she never would have predicted there'd be 1 million COVID deaths in the U.S. At White House Global Summit on COVID today, President Biden.
We have to double down on our efforts to get shots in people's arms.
Chuck Sievertson. ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A study out of Utah State University shows large trees are helpful in keeping the snowpack intact. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Dr. Jim Lutz, an associate professor at USU involved in the study. And Dr. Lutz, tell us, what are the biggest findings from your study?
Well, snowpack's really in the news these days, but not altogether with good news. So we have most of the people in the West, including Utah, depend on the snowpack, and 40% of our snow zone is covered by forests. So how trees and snow interact is pretty important to us. So we looked at how trees affect snow accumulation and snow melt over a few years in a large forest. And what we found is that a medium number of big trees is going to keep the snow on the ground longer.
And so what can we take from that? I mean, are you saying we should plant more trees in the forest? We should cut down trees? What should we take away from this?
Well, it's a little complicated because a lot of trees result in less snow on the ground. But no trees means no shading. So we want to be in the sweet spot where in the springtime we have these trees shading the snowpack, keeping the snow on the ground longer, but not too many because that would reduce the snow that accumulates over the winter.
Mm-hmm. Now, this study, I understand, was conducted in California. How does that impact us here in Utah?
Well, the basic findings are going to be the same. A moderate number of large trees are going to protect the snow on the ground, but it's a little different when you think about the climate in California versus Utah and the actual tree species. So the particular numbers of trees that we might want to have, are going to be a little different. You know, where this is important is, you know, we manage a lot of our forests. We manage them for timber. You know, we manage them by the way we allow prescribed fire. And sometimes we're not thinking about snow as a resource that needs to be managed in conjunction with the forest. So if we can start thinking about what kind of forest management is going to improve our snow situation, maybe that's something that's better for all of us.
Dr. Lutz, thanks for your time today.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.